It's time for Fact or Bullcrap. You know how we do this. I make a statement. The gentlemen try to decide whether, yes, it's true or no, it's bullcrap. The Phil Donahue Show, as you may remember, premiered on
yesterday.
Yesterday, on this day, or yesterday, in 1967. So, the theme for the first half of Fact or Bullcrap is trashy daytime talk shows. Are
okay.
you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Phil Donahue Show is still the longest-running nationally syndicated talk show in history. Fact or bullcrap?
Nationally syndicated.
Mm-hmm. Daytime or anytime?
Wow. You see what he does?
You can't get bogged down in the minutiae here.
The Phil Donahue Show is still the longest-running nationally syndicated talk show in history. Fact or bullcrap?
If Sally Jesse Raphael still has a show somewhere, she might be... I think this is bullcrap.
I think it may be fact. I'm going to say this is fact.
It's fact. Yes. It ran in syndication from 1970 to 1996. However, Live with Kelly and Michael is set to break the record in 2015... I don't think it should qualify because it's had several different hosts over the years, but it's always been on the air.
Neither one of the original hosts is there anymore.
Yeah. Ugh. New episodes of Maury are still being made. Fact or bullcrap?
Maury Povich?
Maury
I thought he was
Povich.
Dead.
New episodes
you
of...
You thought Maury Povich was dead.
Isn't he?
New episodes
He's
of Maury
dead.
Povich are still being made. Fact or bullcrap? Quit trying to get extra information.
We'll
you
have
cheer.
To ask Connie Chung if he's dead or not.
Well, dead.
They're not married
point.
Anymore, are they?
Yeah.
You're up first.
Fact.
They're making new episodes of Maury? I thought he was dead, but I'll agree. Fact.
It's like Weekend at Maury's.
Yeah.
It is fact. Maury Povich isn't going away anytime soon, apparently. Yeah. Back in March, the show was renewed through 2016.
Does anybody carry it around here?
I don't know. Before Jerry Springer was encouraging people to fight on national television, he was the mayor of Cleveland. Fact or bullcrap?
That's a trick question. You're trying to trick us there, sir. He was the mayor of Cincinnati, not Cleveland, and I don't know if it was before or after the show, so this is bullcrap.
This is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He was the mayor of Cincinnati from 77 to 78. You know why he wasn't mayor for any longer than that?
Why?
He hired a hooker and wrote her a check.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Sounds like a guest on one of his shows.
Beautiful. Montel Williams was in the...
But she didn't have one of those swipe ATM things that could have processed his city credit
back
card.
In the 70s.
Well, you don't have one of those things on your smartphone? Anyway. Montel Williams was in the original Hairspray movie. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll agree. I'll keep my lead. Fact.
No, it's bullcrap. Ricky Lake was the one that was in Hairspray. She played the lead character, Tracy Turnblad.
We knew that.
Well, you didn't.
Maybe
whine.
Montel Williams was one of the co-stars or something.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Jones was the first female comedian to win on Star Search. Fact or bullcrap?
Star Search launched a lot of careers
yeah,
in its day. I believe that's fact.
Come on. Jenny Jones wasn't a comedian, was she? I think this is bullcrap.
It's fact. Back in 1986, she won the show's comedy grand prize along with a check for $100,000. Then she got The Jenny Jones Show in 1991.
And stopped being funny. And had somebody killed on her
that,
show.
She had that reduction surgery with $100,000.
Yeah, nobody wanted to watch anymore. All right, so there it is. That's the first half of the program. Trashy daytime or trashy talk shows.
We're all tied up.
Yeah, we're tied 3-3. Let's class it up now.
All right, the second half of the program or the segment will be about our switching time. The time changeover. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's daylight saving time, singular, non-plural. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that is correct. I will say fact.
That's fact.
It is fact, although a lot of people say daylight savings time, and far more people Google that one, so saying it either way is considered acceptable now. The United States was the first country to institute daylight saving time. And... Well, never mind. The United States, first country to institute daylight saving time.
I think that would be a uniquely American thought, that we are the masters of time and that we could just set the clocks here and voila, it's this. No, I'm changing my mind. It's bullcrap.
Yeah, it's got to be done. This was done back in Ben Franklin's day, but it's got to have been done before that. I'm going to say this is bullcrap as well.
You're saying it was done during Ben Franklin's time?
No, that's when the United States, because Ben Franklin was against it. That's when they first talked about it anyway.
I'm saying bullcrap because the Canadian Maritimes, they have half a time zone. That if you go to Prince Edward Island, when it's 6 on the mainland, it's 6:30 there.
I'll say bullcrap as well.
Okay, it is bullcrap.
Okay.
The Germans did it in 1916 during World War I to conserve energy. Then the rest of Europe followed suit, and the U.S. came on board in 1918. Okay. Benjamin Franklin was the first person to come up with the idea. Fact or bullcrap?
I thought he was against it.
Benjamin Franklin was the first person to come up with the idea. Fact or bullcrap?
Tom's puzzling.
I think this may be a trick question because I thought Ben Franklin was against it. I'm going to say this is. Now you got me thinking.
Well, that's finally. That's what I've been trying to do for over a year now.
Yeah. I'll say bullcrap.
This is fact.
Yeah.
It is fact.
Yeah.
He proposed the basic idea for daylight savings time in 1784, but he had no idea how to actually enforce it back then. And apparently, he was doing it as a bit of a joke. Englishman named William Willett actually mapped out how to do it in the early 1900s. Despite its size, Russia does not observe daylight saving time. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, I know for a fact, Russia covers 16 time zones.
That's amazing.
I think as a practical matter, they can't because it would be... There'd be too much of the country in a different day versus the...
What day is it over there? It is Monday.
Russia does not observe daylight saving. I think this is fact.
Ugh, I'll agree, fact.
It's bullcrap. they don't change their clocks because they're technically on permanent daylight saving time. The last time they did was when they sprang forward in 2011. Then they stayed on daylight saving time, which is controversial. Because people in some areas end up having to wake up when it's still dark outside and the sun doesn't rise till 10 or 11 in the morning during the winter months. All right, more of Russia than you need. What's the score?
I'm down 1.
6-5.
This is the last question.
Tom goes first.
No, you go first.
Okay, I go first.
Whatever. Okay. Because of daylight saving time, Americans use an average of 8% less energy. Fact or bullcrap?
That is the idea behind it, that it's supposed to save energy. Fact.
Well, I've got to go for the tie, so I've got to go against you. I'll say bullcrap.
It is bullcrap.
Yeah.
It's not clear exactly how much energy it saves, but it's not even close to 8%. For example, California saves the most energy, possibly because the weather is so mild and people stay outside longer when it's light out. But still, the amount of energy used only goes down by almost 1%.
All right, it's our 7th tie.
You know, I don't like ties, but that's okay. It's all right. WSAU, there it is. You now have been a part of the official fact or bullcrap game. Please, no wagering.
It's Blockbuster Video's going out of business sale. Save 20 to 40% on our extensive inventory of great VHS favorites like this.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Weekend at Bernie's.
And this.
Ernest? No. Ernest? No. Ernest? No.
Plus, save an additional 30% on our entire Betamax collection, which features cinematic gems like this.
Is that a 10-4?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Why stream new releases on your tablet when you can instead drive your Datsun down to Blockbuster Video's going out of business sale?
Here's your receipt. No need to even bring it back by midnight tomorrow night.
Blockbuster Video, right across the parking lot from One Hour Photo in the creepy strip mall on the edge of town.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.